If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It was July the 12th, 1979 at Comiskey Park in Chicago that, well, it was supposed to be a doubleheader, but it ended up being a riot that day. Disco records blown up between games of the doubleheader. Never got to be a doubleheader. They had to forfeit the second game, the Sox did, because of all the damage on the field and all the fans on the field. It was a promotion for WLUP Radio and Steve Dahl, and it has taken a lot of criticism, especially lately. Big headline editorial in the paper, Disco Demolition Night wasn't funny. Let's call this what it was, an act of terrorism against Black joy, Black success, and queer liberation. One of the people, actually the main person behind the idea, was Jeff Schwartz, Chicago radio executive, sales manager at WLUP at the time. Jeff, good morning. Let's mention first what the idea was, because unless I've got it wrong, what this was just a way to, well, first of all, you got into the ballpark for only 98 cents if you had a disco record you wanted to blow up. But basically, Steve Dahl gets fired by WDAI because they went disco. Now he's on the loop, and Disco Demolition is kind of a hit at the station that fired him. Was that basically the idea?
That is exactly it. Good morning, Bob. You know, the simplest thing of all is Mike Vec, who was Bill Vec, the owner's son, he was the promotion director for the White Sox. And I was a pretty good friend with him, so he called me up. And the loop, as you know, Bob, was across the street from where you were working, probably. We were pretty successful at the time. Dahl really put us over the top, and he was blowing up disco records for the fun of it on the radio. And so Vec calls me. I meet him at, Barney's, and I just threw out an idea because I didn't know what he wanted to do. The Sox were drawing like 5,000 a game. So I come up, well, you just put in the exploding scoreboard. We have Dahl blowing up disco records. What if we blended it and did a live version of it? And he thought the idea was great. And I guess now I can be listed as a terrorist and can't fly anymore.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Of course, that period of the 70s, you had Saturday Night Fever. Disco was gaining in popularity. Right. And that's why WDAI switched formats to disco, right. And Steve lost his job over there. The Loop hired him. In this piece that was in the Sun-Times recently, written by a guy named Vince Lawrence, a producer, cultural historian, and house music guy. He said it was a warning shot to people like me that our place in this city, our sound, our style, our celebrations would never be safe once we gained even a hint of mainstream visibility. How did this radio stunt become such a controversial event? How did that happen?
Well, we can answer how did anything become. You know, how did a guy coming down a golden escalator become president for two terms? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with people anymore. I look at kids, and obviously we're not kids anymore. It was designed to have fun. I mean, never in a million years did anybody, and I was close to everybody at the radio set. We didn't even know the word racist. If you said racist back then to us, we would think we're going to the Indy 500. I mean, nobody knew of that. It was just because Dahl got fired, and we were rock and roll, so I guess you could call us anti-disco.
Do you think if Dahl's old station that fired him, WDAI, had gone country, he would have said, bring a country music album and we'll blow that up?
No, because you know what? It wasn't fun to do that, I don't think. I mean, there was something about disco. Look at the way the dress was. And by the way, I would go to Faces dressed like that, even though I was a general sales manager of the Loop. I mean, disco was fun, and it was fun to make fun of.
Did that promotion really put a dent in the sales of Disco Records? Because the charge has been made that because of that stunt, many artists suffered. True?
Right. Well, there was a Bee Gees, great documentary, I don't know, you saw it a couple of years ago, and the Bee Gees said some disc jockey in Chicago killed disco. I mean, it just, you know how sometimes there's the old philosophy, rather be lucky than good?
Mm-hmm, sure.
If you can be both, you're going to win 99 out of 100 times. And we got lucky. I'm up in the press box at Comiskey, old Comiskey Park. Was called the Bard's Room, B-A-R-D-S. And like you said earlier, it was a doubleheader. We're up there. I had the highest prediction of anybody. I said we would draw 30,000 people. Well, looking out at the window in the Bard's Room and seeing people coming with all their black and white loop T-shirts, all holding an album at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right then and there you knew, okay, the 30,000 is going to be underestimated. They stopped counting at 60.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
you know what? If I would have trademarked this or Dow would have trademarked this, I'd probably own WGN Radio right now.
Well, yeah, in my view, it was kind of a dumb radio stunt that was too successful. It wasn't what a lot of people claim it was now. Headline on this opinion piece, Disco Demolition Night was not funny. It's taking on a very serious tone now, and I'm not sure why, and I guess you're not either, huh?
I'm not sure why either, other than I think you find it now, Bob, with your callers, with your listeners, with just people when you're walking down Michigan. People are meaner and madder.
Yeah, today, I think you got something there.
Than they were back in the 70s.
Jeff Schwartz,
everybody is mad about something right now, and this is an easy thing to pick on, because what's the defense? It's 46 years ago. I can't believe it's going to be 50 years. A quick funny story. I'm being interviewed on the 25th anniversary from an English woman from the BBC.
Uh-huh.
And she said, okay, Jeff, we'll have you on at the 50th. Anniversary, and I said to all of the people in London, I hope I'm dead.
Well, yeah, I think this is why Steve doesn't like to come on and talk about it anywhere, too. Get ready for the 50th anniversary Disco Demolition editorials, because, you know, we're going to get a lot of this. And Jeff Schwartz is the guy.
In my 80s, I don't know if I can handle it anymore, Bob.
Who had the idea. Chicago radio executive Jeff, always good to talk to you. Thank you. Talk to you soon.